I came across a book called The Negro Cowboys that talked about how about 1 in 4 cowboys who helped settle the West were African-American cowboys. And being an African-American person that's half African-American, half Mexican-American from the Southwest, I just found that to be a fascinating story. It really gave me a sense that there's a bigger story that needs to be told about black cowboys and African-American pioneers of the West. You have people coming from slavery and emancipation, and then through their hard work and perseverance, in spite of the obstacles they had, they were able to create a new social order that still influences us to this day. Lord, I'm blue and so downhearted, that lonesome old river's my home. Bones Hooks was one of the first African Americans to settle in Amarillo, Texas, and he made the first black community out there. And at first he was born into slavery, and then he moved off the plantation after emancipation. And by being one of the settlers out west, he was able to create friendships and relationships with the people out there to where he was able to do things that in segregated times black people weren't allowed to do. And that included walking through front doors and being able to speak his mind freely.
Girl, I'm going back to Texas, live on Easy Street. Ooh, what's the matter now?
Those stories were so powerful of themselves, but then they also sort of informed my own family's history, because my grandfather, the Reverend Raymond Flemons, he was a sawmill worker who came from East Texas, and after the Second World War, where he served in the Army, he became a preacher, and then he worked in Holbrook, Winslow, and Williams, and McNary, which is now the Dene Reservation. And I was able to see in these cowboy stories a lot of my family's history and my grandpa's history, even though I had never really talked to him about it. So I found that there was just a really big piece of the history of African-American culture out west.
At the old Kentucky bar, they stopped at Whiskey Row, and they wound up tight sometime that night, some 40 drinks below.
We're now learning more about this history because we are living in a time in which people of color, and specifically African-American descent, can be lifted up to the level to where they can be talked about as a first-class citizen, even though way back and even up to very recent times, that was not the case and that was never something that was on the table. Western culture has always been multifaceted and multi-ethnic just by the nature of the westward expansion. The American identity has been in flux in a really big way, and this album is just kind of meant to be something that I wouldn't say takes a neutral position, but it's definitely coming at it in a non-divisive way so that people can understand that we're all in this together, and that's part of the way that makes the West in particular work, is that we all got to be in this together.
Let me neon common beans. They feed me on corn and beans. Oh, now they feed me on corn and beans, Lord.